Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. Before we jump in today, if you're looking to take your program to the next level, look no further. Dr. Dish is the answer for you. It's the best training machine in the world. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $350 off. Seems like a good idea. But if you're also looking to take your program and to build your program, if you're looking to build your program to the next level, go over and check out teachhoops.com. You know, I took over a program that had nobody else apply for the job and had six winning seasons in 30 years. And I was able to turn around to be one of the top Midwest national high school programs in the country. We've won national tournaments. We've won state championships. I've coached NBA guys. I can't even count how many collegiate basketball players I've coached. So let me help you through that process. Let me help you turn your program around or make your program go to the next level. So come over and check it out. Let's head off to the podcast.
Hey, Coach, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing? All right, good. You're getting an A for technology. Half the people, it's like, I'm like talking and not hearing anything, so that's good.
I have practice with this.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah, Zoom is like, they just went public and they made a lot of money, trust me.
Yeah, I've been knowing about it for years. I should have invested a little bit.
I know, me too. I thought about that early. All right, go ahead. You got a question?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Just a little background. My first year coaching, varsity coach, this past year.
Yep.
And on the boys' side of things, since 2011, I just moved to the girls.
Okay.
As a first-year head coach with the girls.
Okay.
That was tough. This past season was very, very different for me.
It's different.
Yeah, yeah. We ran a lot of dribble drive. I had a few players that could get the ball to the basket,
okay,
and just kick out, and I had a few shooters, so that was perfect for us. Now, a couple of them are graduating. A couple of them don't like the program anymore for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so they're moving on.
Okay,
fine, and a couple of them are transferring.
Okay,
so it just leaves me bare. I have two returners at the moment.
Okay.
Of eight returners that was supposed to return.
So dribble drive is going to be hard if you don't have people who can handle the rock.
That's exactly.
Yeah. So what made it harder going from guys to girls?
For me, it was just, I would say something and everything was defensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah. So here's all the reading I've done on this. I'm married to a psychologist, all the reading. So, boys play for each other.
Right.
Boys play for themselves. Girls play for each other. So girls is really about relationship, and I'm generalizing, so don't send me any emails, but it's true that it's really about relationships. So
right.
They have to love you if they're going to go to battle for you. So you have to spend time with them building relationships in the off season so that when you're critical of them, that they take it as, okay, he's just trying to help rather than he's just being mean. Guys just get, I mean, I'll yell at a guy most of the time, and then 30 minutes later, they don't even remember it, to be honest.
Exactly.
So that's the huge difference from someone that's coached both boys and girls. So what I think you should do, I think your off season, first of all, you're going to have to come up with something other than dribble drive if you don't have any dribblers. But I would spend a lot of time, you know, trying to get the families on board, trying to build community, trying to figure out, you want the girls to just play for each other, and then all the X's and O things will take care of themselves. Then they'll want to come to the gym and shoot. Then they'll want to do the stuff that you ask them to do.
Right.
So you get that buy-in, it's going to be like you're going to be banging heads.
That's what it felt like the first year.
Yeah, it is. It is. And that's probably why some of the stuff happened. Whatever. That's water on the bridge at this point. But I would get those two girls on in the boat and say, here's how we're going to do this. And what do you think? And how should we do this? And then this is where parents can come into play, because parents always want to be involved.
Right.
So grab some of those parents and say, hey, can we do some stuff where the girls come to your house and stay overnight? Or is there something where we can take those kind of things? Parents love to do. And it's not an X and O thing. You know what I mean? And they'll love that. Then they'll come to the gym the next day and shoot for 2 hours. So that's what I would really work on. You know, all the – we can talk X and O's and what offense you should run and all that kind of stuff. But until you get that house in order,
go back.
It's going to be a problem.
Right. So, okay.
Don't worry about the noise, too. I think it's fine.
Okay. That's perfect. So, I'm looking at the ball screen offense now.
Okay.
We don't have...
I'm laughing at that because that's even more complicated than the dribble drive.
I thought so, too. But we don't have anybody to attack. We have a couple people to, you know, attack the basket, but everybody else would be just moving and setting screens.
So you're saying these two girls are going to have scored 70% of your points.
Yes. One girl scored 50% of my points.
So then you're going to have to run like a blocker mover almost. You're going to have to get people that your job is to screen and roll kind of thing.
Okay.
And then go get some offensive rebounds once in a while. So that's what you might want to think about. Now, yeah. So I would try to go find some shooters too. I'm just saying that you can make a shooter in 9 months.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the podcast. Please subscribe, like, jump up and down. Tell us how great we are with Basketball Coach Unplugged. Wherever you listen to them, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Podcast, Castify, there's all sorts of them, Anchor. We would love those. We read every one of those. Also, go over and check out ttubes.com for coaches who want to get better. I'm challenging you right now. I would first of all challenge you, there's not another membership site like ours where, you know, you can ask my members, you call, you email, I respond like that, because this is my thing. I love doing this. Also, go over and check out our other podcast, High School Hoops with Jake and I, once a week, and Teacher Side Gig. So especially for those teachers out there that are looking, can hear other teachers that are doing similar things and keeping the lights on in their houses. So let's head back to the podcast.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing. We're in the gym right now putting up shots.
Yeah. Seriously, that's what if you got two girls that can create off the dribble, then everybody else just needs to be able to hit open shots because it will be the dribble. You're right. Maybe set a screen and then maybe it's a pop or maybe it's a flare at that point.
So
I'm a better option than the dribble drive, but you might want something where you might have to play your number eight girl that maybe shouldn't be playing a lot. She might just be a screener running. That's why blocker mover kind of jumped up. What are you going to – well, these two girls can't get in foul trouble.
Right.
What are you going to do defensively?
We play man.
Okay.
We
play
play straight up, man. Four-court pressure, everything.
Okay.
One of...
Those two girls can't do that for an entire game.
Right. And we have some good defenders on our team. Okay. The role players, we have some good defenders. They really can't do much else but defend. So that's why we're in the gym shooting shots right now. So,
okay.
D and three. So,
yeah. And sprint back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but that's basically it. And an occasional switch to
something to protect. Well, I'm thinking that's why I asked about those two girls, is you might need something to protect them.
Yeah. Right.
All of a sudden they get their third foul. It's like, oh crud, we're not even in the same gym if they get fourth and they have to sit. So that's where you might want some sort of match somewhere, quote unquote, hide them. But, you know, where they're less likely to pick up that foul. And you can give them a little bit of a blow too, you know.
Right. Okay.
So that's, you might want to think about how you can tackle that.
Okay.
Trust me, I've had like NBA. I love this, but there's a time where you got to take it off a little bit because you're driving through that little town where the police officers always are. You know what I mean? And you're gonna get a ticket if you don't slow down. So you sometimes got to take it a little bit off the gas just to let them get their win because.
Right.
They might have to play 90% of the game. So that's, you got to think about their valuable commodities and how can I, without telling them that, how can I protect? Do it by, all right, take a timeout, take a 30. We're going to go to a zone. It lets them catch their breath. They don't get a foul for the next 2 minutes. And then you're going to have to come up with some, another note is you're going to have to come up with some ways to score.
Right.
So out of bounds plays, quick hitters, you know, something special for them.
Yeah.
Things aren't going well. You know, we're going to run this out of bounds play. We're going to do this and we're going to execute it really well.
Right.
You're going to have to create some offense that you don't have. And where can you do that? You can do it on out of bounds plays. You can do it on a quick hitter. You can do it on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, that's perfect. It's been a difficult start of my coaching career as far as varsity is concerned, as an assistant for the boys.
Being an assistant is the easiest job, and I tell people, man, you're not taking the phone call on Thursday night at 9:00.
Right.
That is the best. I had a same assistant for like 15 years. He goes, I have the best seat now.
Oh, he's blessed.
Yeah, I get the ring at the end of the day, and I don't have any of the headaches.
So that's what I'm dealing
with. But again, and you didn't marry this job. If it's a job that it doesn't fit, then you can go find another one. It's like, that's the thing. It's like you're not married. Yeah. It's like, so it's like if it's not the right fit, the key is to find the right fit. When you find the right fit, that's why I haven't left my job. It's like you find it. It's like, shoot, I ain't leaving. This is a good fit. So that's why I always tell coaches too. It's like, you give it a shot. And to be honest with you, I was just talking to a coach before I got on the phone with you. And he has kind of the same issue with the program. It's 5 to 7 years. It's legit 5 to 7. If you want to turn it around, if it's not where it needs to be.
Okay. Because that makes sense because
you got to get the youth going. You got to get the culture going.
Right.
Mine was on a little on the front end, but I also had an MBA guy. So that helped, you know.
That definitely helped.
You can move the curve up when you got an MBA guy that's in seventh grade. You didn't know he was an MBA guy at the time, but that's what I'm saying. Right. Like, but for most programs, it's going to take that 5 to 7 years. And if they don't give it to you, then that's their problem.
Well, this program has history of winning.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Except for the past 2 years. I'm trying to bring that back.
Right, and that will be fine. Then if the culture is there already, then that's fine. Then we're just adding a brick to the wall. That's all we're doing. We're just adding.
Right.
And that's where you got to get those two girls. It's like, this is about you guys, man. I'm here to help. I'm your teacher. Let's go do this. Let's go make
it. Perfect. That's all I had.
Okay.
Because that was the biggest thing for me. But I do.
Anyway, my advice would be don't drink too much. That's my advice.
I'm going to write that one down. Put a star behind that.
Do not drink too much. Because that's usually what happens. It's like, oh, my goodness. But, no, let me know. And then, look at the reading. I'll send you some read and react stuff. I'm going to put some stuff on our Facebook Facebook page on the read and react.
Perfect.
Just look at it and then we can talk again.
I did look at it because I see you all the time talking about it. So with the read and react, here's another question. I'm sorry.
That's right.
go perfect with the ball screen offense. Is it possible to run two different?
It is. You won't run them well, but it is.
Okay.
No. Do you have contact right now? Can you have contact with them?
Yeah.
Can you go five on five?
Yeah.
Yeah. So usually you try it. That's what I tell people that have contact. That's what I use my summer for. I don't have contact this summer. It's like my lab. Yeah. So come summer, I'm going to try. I've got some stuff on my list. It's like, I'm going to try this and this because every team's different. It's like a different
club. Right.
So
we go all year round with.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I think I'd be divorced if I went all year round.
Well, no ring.
All right. All right. We'll talk, Coach.
Thank you so much. I appreciate everything.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed that podcast as much as I did. If you did, go over and leave a 5-star review. If you didn't like it, don't do anything. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Become a better coach. Take yourself outside of that comfort zone. Join our community. Let myself and our entire community help you through this great journey. Doesn't matter if it's parents. Doesn't matter if it's the kid not playing hard. It doesn't matter if you don't know how to break the 1-3-1 zone. We will help you. So go over and check it out. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.